5:22 to St Eunan's. Milford 11 points is the full-time score, and a big, big win for St Eunan's, and a huge margin of victory as well. And really, Milford just could not keep pace with the men from the Cathedral Town today, and they really got out of the blocks early with that goal. It sort of set the tone for the game. Darren Mulgrew with the opening score of the game. That came in 4 minutes, and that was the opening goal as well, and it really put St Eunan's on their way. At half-time in this game, it was 3-12 to 7 points. The other two goals coming from Owen McGeehan. McGeehan actually got a hat-trick. He got a third goal in the second half as well. He ended the day with 3-2. James Kelly stepped up with a goal, 1-3 for him, and we mentioned Darren Mulgrew. He did score a goal. He also added 3 points as well. Niall O'Donnell ended the game with 5 points, but Niall O'Donnell done real damage in the first half of this game. He wasn't as lively and as effective in the second half, but really, once St Eunan's got up and running with those scores and at the start of the second half, in which Mulgrew got a point, James Kelly had got a goal, and Niall got his 5th point of the game 6 minutes into the second half. There was only going to be one winner here, and that, of course, was going to be St Eunan's. Darren Mulgrew is getting the man of the match from the first of the quarter-final ties, but an emphatic one at the end of this game, and St Eunan's very much deserving of that big victory, Gary, and they were very, very impressive today, in fairness to them.
Yeah, and listen, I was just counting up through the scores there, Oisin. We were giving out, and a lot of people were maybe giving out all week, that they rely too heavily on Niall O'Donnell for scores. Well, they've answered everyone today, Oisin. They've 11 different scores on the board today. And Darren Mulgrew, as we talked and mentioned earlier, coming up from wing back to hat 1-3. We had young James Kelly as well, also hat wing 3 from the half forward line. So we had Owen McGeehan inside, hat 3-2. He's really stepped up and answered the call today. So they've had a number of lads in who chipped in with points, etc. And to have, as I said earlier, the old wise head off Conall Dunn then to get the last few scores for them it's emphatic. It's going to give them huge confidence going into the quarter final and the semi final now that they've answered all the questions that people were firing at them. That listen, we can't score enough. We only got 6 points against Gweedore. We only got 12 points against St Michael's. But they were the big teams, Oisin. You know what I mean? When Eunan's have had to beat the teams that they're expected to beat. By God, they've beat them convincingly. So they have. Yeah. They had 118 against Ardran. They had 5:22 here today. They were expected to win this game, and not only did they win it, they won it convincingly, and they're going to win with huge confidence, and they can lie back and watch the other three quarterfinals relax now.
Yeah. As for Milford, they'll be disappointed with the performance today. First time in a quarterfinal, but it's a huge learning curve, and it's a hard one for them to take as well, Gary. It's a hard lesson for them to learn.
And I feel sorry for them. It's a horrible way to finish their season like that. There to go out on a merciful hammer and like 5:22 to 11 points, like 26 points, you know, as I said to you, they don't want to go out with the tail between their legs. But second half, Oisin, 1 point from play. You know, they only got 3 points in total in the second half. Two of them threes. It just they didn't offer enough threat in the second half on the scoreboard. And listen, their own defence was leaky. And both coming into the game, they had conceded, you know, 4 goals in their group games and 31 points. They were averaging conceding 14 all year, so by God, they conceded, unfortunately for themselves, a lot more. Listen, they will learn, and probably looking back now, they'll have regrets about what they did last week, you know, where they could have rested the boys and had been really fresh, because they looked leggy there in the second half, so yeah. They didn't offer any energy or any zip to their play, so they've gone up and down the field, so really, really, really disappointing for them to finish on that note, because, I mean, after getting the first championship won for 26 years and then to qualify for the quarter final, it's been absolutely probably fantastic for them. It's just to put a sour note to the end of a good championship campaign.
So it's victory for St Eunan's, and Richie Thornton and his management team will be pleased with how his side stepped up today just finally, Gary.
Aye, like, and my God, 5:22, like to hit going into the semi-final, their confidence is going to be massive now as well. And as I said, they have 11 scores there, and they're going to have Rory Kavanagh back. So I know Rory Carr, unfortunately, is out now with the shoulder again, and we wish him well, Oisin, because he's had no luck with those shoulder injuries. But Rory Carr will be back now, Oisin, in the semi-final, and it'll be interesting to see who they get. You can imagine, like, you know, there's another option for them, Oisin, that they could possibly use. They could throw Rory. I know they play him centre half back or a sweeper most of the year, but you could throw another curveball going into the semi final, Oisin, by putting him on the edge of the square. They tried McMartin today. Yeah. I mean, Rory Cannon has played there the odd time in the past for them. Definitely something maybe the other three teams or whoever they draw in the semi-final wouldn't be expecting maybe Rory Kavanagh full forward, and he would be a threat in there, and I think it'd be a dangerous threat for them. So listen, they've plenty of food for thought, and Rory Kavanagh just be delighted, I'm sure, that himself, that he's a second shot at getting Unions over the line in the semi-final.